adopted by Mary Abacus, who is one of the major characters in Potato Factory. Let me tell you how that came about. Every now and again in those days, the whores, the dockside whores, were enormously promiscuous, and they'd take on the whole crew of a whaling ship. And by some fluke of nature, and it is possible, sperm whale Sally gave birth to a perfectly black and a perfectly white child, so-called twins. And they were called Tomo and Hawk because she had a tomahawk emblazoned or tattooed on her breast, and Mary adopted them. And this is the story of Tomo and Hawk as they discover a brand new Australia. It takes us to New Zealand, it takes us to the Maori Wars, and it takes us to the Gold Rush, where we in effect became, for the first time, a country which was not based on convicts. I do hope you enjoy it. It was a great joy writing it.
And now here is your narrator, Humphrey Bauer, with Tomo and Hawk. For Alex and Belinda Hamill. Acknowledgement. To Benita, my wife, who is first to read my work, and who endured mostly with good humour the painful process involved in a partner writing a work of fiction. Owen Denmead, who helped in a thousand ways with small and large chores.